This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Chetan Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Tuesday, that is 21st of July. Well, global rally lifts benchmark indices for the fifth consecutive day in a row on Tuesday. In fact, Sensex rallied by more than 500 points, while the Nifty 50 did reclaim 11,100 levels on closing basis. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 511 points to close at 37,930, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of 140 points to 11,162. Now, hopes of COVID vaccine helped bulls put up a strong show. In fact, Asian shares were mostly higher on rising hopes for an effective vaccine to fight the coronavirus pandemic. Now, if you look at the sectors, now action was seen in energy, public sector, oil and gas and banks, while profit taking was visible in telecom, FMCG and healthcare stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index fell 0.2%, while the small-cap index rose by 0.24%. In fact, both these broader market indices underperformed the benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Eicher Motors, BPCL, IOC and Power Grid. While in terms of losers, Bharti Infratel, Britannia Industries, Bajaj Finserv and Bajaj Finance were the top Nifty losers. Now, in terms of stocks and sectors, well, sectorally, the energy index rose 2.7%, followed by the oil and gas index that was up 2.7%, and the BankEx closed with gains of 2.3%. Now, selling pressure was visible in the telecom index that fell 1.8%, followed by the FMCG index that was down 0.7%, and the healthcare index was down by 0.6%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like SBI Life, ACC, Sun TV, Power Grid, and PNB. Long buildup was seen in stocks like BPCL, Ramco Cements, Esquartz, and PNB, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Bajaj Finance, IGL, Z Entertainment, and Shriram Transport. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Dixon Technologies, Britannia Industries, Dr. Lal PathLabs, as well as MCX. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, PSU banks rose higher on reports of privatization of some banks. In fact, Nifty PSU Bank was up 2%. Oil marketing companies gained 3-5% amid reports of global companies showing interest in BPCL stake. Bajaj Finance closed with a cut of 4% after reporting earnings which were below estimates. SBI Life, ICICI Prudential and HDFC Life end with gains after reporting Q1 earnings. Now, Majesco stock jumped 5% after the company board agreed to sell its US subsidiary to private equity firm Thoma Bravo. Bajaj Finance shed around about 4% after the company reported a 19% year-on-year decline in Q1 FY21 consolidated net profit. ACC stock price was up over 3% after the company reported a 40% decline in its consolidated net profit. If you look at Algae Equipments, the stock jumped over 5% after the company signed MOU with Government of Tamil Nadu. Dell Network share price surged 10% after the company reported a four-fold jump in its consolidated net profit. Now, let's also see how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. While Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts, in fact, India VIX fell down by over 1%, in fact, 1.14% at 24.42. Now, Nifty has valued more than 500 points in 5 trading session and supports are gradually shifting higher. Now, as long as Nifty holds above 11,000, the rally could extend towards 11,250, 11,300 and 11,500 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.